Chapter 3. Nazi Wonder Weapons. Just 6 days after the D-Day invasion of Europe, on June 12, 1944, the residents of London were startled to hear a droning buzz in the skies over their city. They were more startled when the sound suddenly stopped, and moments later, a huge explosion rocked the East London neighborhood of Mile End, killing 8 civilians. It was the first of the V-1 buzz bombs, a forerunner of today's cruise missiles. The V-1, and later the V-2 rockets, that terrorized London are two of the more famous examples of German war technology. These Vergeltungswaffe, or retaliation weapons, were developed at the secret German rocket facility, Peenemünde, and put into operation just after the D-Day landings in Normandy, France. From June 12, 1944, until August 20th, more than 8,000 of the V-1 rockets, each carrying a ton of explosives, rained down on London, inflicting 45,479 casualties and destroying 75,000 buildings. The less numerous V-2 rockets, which, unlike the V-1, could not be seen, heard, or intercepted in flight, nevertheless produced more than 10,000 casualties in the British capital. In addition to the vengeance weapons, the Germans produced a number of scientific breakthroughs in their quest for weapons technology during World War II. German ingenuity and efficiency appeared capable of overcoming almost any obstacle. One clear example may be found simply by comparing figures from its armaments industry. Despite constant bombings by the Allies, overall production of tanks, small arms, ships, and aircraft was higher at the beginning of 1945 than in 1941, when Germany was victorious on all fronts and America had not yet entered the war. Technological advances were seen in almost every area. The rate and quality was astounding. Plastics, which only came into general use in the United States during the 1950s, were developed in Nazi Germany. Bakelite polystyrene, under the name Trolletool, plexiglass, polyethylene, forerunner of today's plastic baggies and syringes, polyamide, nylon, and aldols, a derivative of polyvinyl, were all produced during wartime. The various forms of plastic were produced under a consortium of companies, but led by IG Farben, which also in 1941 synthesized the opiate methadone and Demerol under the name Pethidine.